In his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8, St. Paul tells us of how Jesus humbled himself and became like a servant, was obedient, and therefore God highly exalted him. He humbled himself and became like a servant, and God highly exalted him. Jesus concludes his teaching today in the gospel we have just listened to. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Teaching the virtue of humility. In a society where ego is everything, people can go to any length to confront whoever hurts their ego. People will always want to promote their ego. Humility is no longer very popular among us. We do not teach children to be humble. We teach them to be independent. It's unfortunate that even Christians hold to that. I have my right. So even in cases where you would have submitted because of Christ, because of God, because you want to be humble like the person we are following, who is Christ, we want to show that we have the right. We want to show that we are independent. We want to show that we can do it. And so some people can go to any length to confront anybody whom they feel is trying to hurt their ego. And when you come to listen to our Lord Jesus Christ telling us today to be humble, where do we place ourselves as Christians? So what the Lord is teaching us today is, if you want to be like I am, if you want to be raised, follow me. Do as I do. Be humble. Because St. Paul, like you have said, tells us he humbled himself. When you think of somebody that John himself says that he, because of him, in him, everything was created. He had a throne in heaven, seated as a son of God, and yet he humbled himself, came down to the earth to take up human form. He forgot about his dignity as God. He wants us to follow that way. I'm just imagining if it were ourselves, having been placed in such a high place, and we come down, everybody will be bowing down for us. And at a point, he himself, he knelt down and washed the feet of his disciples, teaching them not just service, but humility. That very virtue is far gone in our society today, humility. But today, the Lord Jesus revives that by telling us, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. I want us as Christians to always, at any point, maybe somebody challenges you and you feel, this person is challenging my ego, is hurting my reputation, is humiliating me. Look up to that cross. The Lord Jesus stood there naked, but he was the person who created. St. John tells us, in him everything was created. If it were me, I would just come down with golden clothes. Everything would be gold because I know how to do it. But he did not. He left that and died on a cross, naked. And he was so humiliated people spat on him. They wove a crown of thorn and placed on his head. Hey, you say you are a king. I don't think we would tolerate that. We would say, I can't take it anymore. But he did not say. He kept quiet. He knew that he was God. And yet, even in spite of all the mockings, he did not show up. Because even when somebody said, if you are the Son of God, come down, let us see. I would have just a little thing for him to know I am a Son of God. But no, he did not. And so St. Paul tells us he was exalted because of that. God exalted him. He calls on us to follow him, to be like that. To always forget about what people will say about us. Let us always humble ourselves. That is his teaching today. If we can continue, if we can revive that virtue of humility in ourselves, then we will truly show that we are following him. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us go back with this thing. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Know that we all want to be like Christ. We all want to be there. And the only way to be there is to humble ourselves like him and be of service to others like he did. He bent down and washed the feet of his disciples, thereby teaching us not just service, but humility. And humility goes a long way in exalting us as Christians. Let's think about that and ask God to help us, to give us that grace to be humble so that we also will be exalted. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.